Today my guest is Faye Brandon, who runs her own business making clothes, household fabrics and furniture. Faye, before we go on to talk about the business, you've also had a successful career as a supermodel, haven't you?
I wouldn't say I was super, though I worked for some publications that were considered to be. At the time, there were other models out there who made a big impact as celebrities, whereas I was occasionally seen and rarely heard. But I think it was a blessing that I wasn't that super, because modeling wasn't what I aspired to do. It wasn't my passion, though I'm grateful for the experience. I saw modeling as a way to build up capital for a business, so I knew it wouldn't be a long-term thing for me. I wouldn't have minded doing celebrity endorsements, but nobody was asking.
In your business, you started out designing a sock collection. What was your motivation?
We started out with socks. I thought, let's take something very basic but use innovative fashion designs on them. If people embraced the socks, then we could build on that, and I think we got it more or less right. When we first started out, we loaded up our backpacks and went knocking on doors to try to sell our socks to retailers. We had a lot slammed in our faces and were told, it'll never work, it's never been done before. We ended up sleeping in airports to save money. When people say to me, sleeping in airports, that must have been quite a sacrifice, I reply, the greater sacrifice would have been giving up.
So what's been the secret of your success?
I believe that to succeed as a new business, you need to be responsive to your customers' needs. Nobody wants negative feedback, and you aim to avoid it, but you have to sit up and take notice if you get it. When I was young, my dad used to tell me, he was always saying you should under-promise and over-deliver rather than the other way around. But even more importantly, you must know an awful lot about the people you're aiming to work with. We really made a point of scrutinizing our potential retail partners, even to the extent of pulling surprise inspections. And we encourage our partners to scrutinize us just as thoroughly.
And you even go in for home testing of products. What's that exactly?
Well, it's a lot of fun and useful for discovering how robust products are, although it's by no means scientific and has to be backed up by controlled tests in the factory. So I've talked most team members into using their homes as testing labs, some more enthusiastically than others. The kids just love it. Like, I was testing rugs to see how stain-resistant they were, so I had my kids take all the gross things out of the refrigerator and go at it. After that, we built forts with the furniture and had pillow fights to make sure those products were durable. But I had to ensure the kids knew it wasn't okay to jump around on other folks' furniture, because their stuff may not have been designed to withstand the abuse.
Your website is an important tool for your business. How do you keep its message unified?
Although I have an incredible team working on the site, I give direction. But I think the real lead comes from the customers, what their areas of interest are, what their needs are. I see the website as a thank you to valued customers, old and new. Many who first bought socks have been following the site for years, but it's equally for people who've just found us. We don't sell anything through it, though there are links to other sites where you can buy stuff or get product information. The site's more about providing solutions to problems the customers are facing. I offer my point of view on the website, and my team members also have great suggestions.
You've been described as a superwoman. Any advice for other working moms out there?
I believe all moms are working moms, whether they get a paycheck or not. But if you set out to be a superwoman, then you're heading for disappointment. Basically, I'd say accept that it's okay to ask for help. Focus on your strengths and offer people help in those areas. Then you'll feel comfortable about asking for help in areas where you're not so strong. I know I'm a lousy cook, even worse at gardening. So in the business, I take specialist advice on those areas. They can make those things doable, attainable for me. What would struggling to do it myself prove? I'd just be pretending to know what I was doing and probably fool nobody but myself. I'm sure making mistakes is a way of learning, but you also need to recognize your boundaries. And stubbornness is certainly not a virtue.
Now play the recording again.